All right, welcome back to another episode of Backstage, the Bachata Podcast, where you get to know artists, DJs, and organizers from the bachata scene on a whole new level. My name is Lucy.
And my name is Jan, and today we are finally having an episode about social media. We had this in our minds for a long time, and we knew exactly who we want for such an episode, and we're really, really happy that we got them on the show today, Ofir and Ofri. You most likely know them from Instagram. If not, I guess you've been living under a rock. No, just kidding. They have amazing content. They're super authentic. They mastered the art of being themselves while creating content that is a lot of fun and very engaging. So without further ado, really excited to get into this topic today. Here is Ofir and Ofri. Very nice to have you on the show, Ofir and Ofri, all the way from Israel, or you are in Israel right now.
Yeah, Israel, you got it right.
How are things going? I think you have a busy day right now, is that correct?
Yeah, that was a crazy, I want to say day, crazy 2 weeks, right, or a crazy year, you can say so. Today we just launched a platform we've been working on for the past full year, but not like here and there, it was like Sunday to Saturday, full time working on it, and today it's finally live, so we are super excited. It's a platform for teaching bachata in like a special way, you know. We made it like a game experience that people can start like a map of classes that they can just start to learn, improve, and do it like as a form of a game. We made sure to even put like a section which is free, so people that doesn't dance bachata or scared to dance or think they can just enter, no strings attached, just to start dancing and see if they connect. So this is an exciting day for us. We are super
finally,
pumped.
Finally, we are live.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing.
Sounds massive. And you've been working on this the whole last year?
Yeah. Ever since the corona started, the idea
came to us before the corona, when there no platform to teaching bachata yet. But then the bachata started, and we say, okay, the corona started.
I wish the bachata started.
Yeah.
And we said, okay, this is our time to do it. Okay, let's go. 3 months, and we go live. And
then it was like much more than three months. Yeah.
And we wanted to do it the best and the perfect that we can, because this is how we do things. And we work on them until the last detail, and it took us a lot of time. And all the time with the more the time passed, so we can create more things, because we saw also another platforms of yoga and meditation and all the things that we did in the corona, that we never did before.
Yeah, we never bought like subscriptions online, and when the corona started, you just couldn't without it, you know.
Yes, so we can understand a lot of things from it, so we change all the time, and we did the best and better and better and better with time.
Yeah, so we took tons of inspiration.
Yeah, I haven't checked it yet, but I'm curious about the whole thing you say. It's like a game.
Yeah, it's okay. In the end of this podcast, you'll go check it out. Yes.
It's intriguing. That's for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
And you will learn a lot of from this if you are already a dancer. So this is something that's really, really good also for advanced dancer, because we really focus on technique and
Interesting. I will check it out. Today you're here to talk a bit about a different topic. So of course we can also talk about your platform maybe a bit later, because I want to. But today, yeah, the topic is going to be social media. And why do you think that we chose the two of you to talk about this topic? Because everyone is on social media, but we chose you for this episode.
So you want to answer it?
Yeah, of course.
I think because we are creative and we try to do, I can say it about ourselves, yes, we try to do every post like is the is the newest thing that you can ever find in your feed. Okay, when you roll the feed, this is the it's gonna be different than anyone, everyone.
Yeah, so like, so we really when we started all this journey of the Instagram, we also like we were in the Instagram before, you know, before the corona started, we were there, you know, we were posting, haha, kiss kiss, dance, but ever since it started and we understood this was like the main connection we had to the world, then we understood fast what is the value of having this connection with people, because this is the only connection we have, you know. So we went on a journey to find out what we want to express there, and we are still on this journey, by the way. Yeah. So it started, it went through so many phases, you know. We started as trying to look the most beautiful as we can be, you know, because you're beginning, you're still scared, you don't know what people will think about you. Yes. And you do these things that we look the nicest, the cleanest, you know, you put on like nice filters, nice colors. And
yes, and we saw every the colors for me was, oh my
God.
Ophi like, was, I saw all the Instagram pages that looked so beautiful.
All the travel couples.
Yes, all the red. I tried to look the same like them, but I have only my house. And I don't have all these views that they have. And I tried to do it with the colors, and I couldn't. And it was so... I learned a lot about it, but it was really exhausting.
Yeah. So this was how we started. Maybe I assume that the more we continue, the more we succeed to bring ourselves out, and maybe this is the reason you chose us.
Actually, yes, that's basically it. Very creative, and you're very true to yourself, which is amazing to see, especially on social media, because like you said in the beginning, it's really hard to put yourself out there, and then you wonder, what will everyone think? So you try to do what you think the people will like. But what I've seen on your Instagram is it's so authentic and so original and creative and quirky even. So it gives me an idea of who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that this is the main question that we ask ourselves, what we want to, what we are and what we want to be, and what we want to express, and what people would love and would like, and to combine between all of those things, but to find the end of this journey supposed to be to find the spot of that everything is connected to the same point, and
which is being yourself.
Yes, which is being yourself, and also that the people will love it, and we
love it because you're yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds corny, but it's so for us. Anyway, it was so challenging. It was so challenging to find because
and important, still important.
Yeah, because we noticed that we were going on hyper mode on Instagram ever since last March, like 1 year ago actually, and. Because we did it so intensively, we noticed that if we don't do it the way we want it, we get so exhausted, you know? Because you want to be out there, you understand it's important, and the contrast between enjoying your life and still doing what you I do with my quotes with my hands right now need to do is a balance that it took us time to understand anyway.
You had the pressure in the beginning of having to post all the time, and then the conflict with your
personal
life.
It wasn't pressure from outside. It was like a commitment we made to ourselves. Okay, it's not okay. We post now a post every day. We post now one post every day. We make this content no matter what, and doing it so intensively also gave us the experience, you know. But
yes, we also felt the pressure because we felt that if we, you know, you can see and to to find all the explanation about the Instagram and how to do it right.
The algorithm can hear and the algorithm is there. And you need the algorithm to like you. And the algorithm will punish you. He's punishing you right now. You're not posting on Saturday. You are punished.
So yes, all these things we also heard, and we try to, you know, to combine also to do and also try to do it the most that we can and to do it every day. And then we was exhausting, so we
there were a few times that we just stopped, you know. Yes. It was like a few months of like drilling non-stop, and even you are on it all the time. You check your followers like 15 times a day. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's not like strolling in the rain, you know. It's so easy for us. It was a journey, you know. We learned a ton of this journey, but there were times that these were the times that made us grow the most. After we did so much, we gained so much experience. And then we stop and say, wait, do we love what we do right now? No. Why? And then we start answering these questions. And of course, it's scary because then you decide.
Because then you need to change.
Then you need to change. But people like this, what we do now? And if we change, what will happen? And if we will be like quirky and like, what will they think? So these are all the difficulties that, not all, but some of the difficulties that rose up.
And how do you feel compared, like let's say you take a snapshot 1 year ago, how you felt, you know, about posting on Instagram, and how do you feel today? Like, what is the difference?
Today is a lot of comfortable.
This
is more comfort zone for us. Before a year ago, I remember that we barely could
speak on stories.
Yeah, we couldn't speak on stories at all. I remember myself take the phone in front of my face and look at to the camera story, and I don't know what to say, what I supposed to say right now, to who am I speaking? And now I feel very comfortable to do it, and I really feel that I speak to people, and this is the main difference.
Yes, something that's really important to us, you know, it's one of the things that's important to us is to communicate with the people that follow us, you know, because first of all, for us, it feels real, you know. People send us messages all the time on the inbox, and then we communicate, and then they say things that give us drive to do more, because, you know, it's real people that see your stuff. It's real people that enjoy them. It's someone that can, or bringing in a smile to this day, or even sometimes if you write something or say something more deep, then can like influence him in a better way, which gives so much strength to us to do more and give meaning, you know, if you don't focus only on yourself, which is also a challenge we had, you know, to see your needs and the others. And what was the question? I forgot in the middle.
How do you, the difference between how you feel about social media 1 year ago and how you feel about it now?
Ah, wow, we lost it completely. I didn't answer this question.
I'm sorry.
I answered this
question. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, now the social media journey
I think that this is, for us, it was a development,
personal development. Yeah, it was a course for personal development, like to feel comfort with yourself, to put something out there, to be yourself, and it wasn't easy, but we evolved through this, you know. Yes. We learned to face when people say things that are not nice.
Criticism.
That's the word. Okay. So,
but in Instagram we didn't have this, the criticism. Now we are in the TikTok.
Yeah.
And TikTok. The TikTok is more for your region,
TikTok, country. Yeah.
Your country. So we speak in Hebrew in our TikTok. So you can't understand the, a lot of from the content that we create for the for this platform. But I have to say that, first of all, it's amazing. I love it so much. I can be so creative there. Also, even 100 times more than the Instagram even. And
because it's so, it's less uptight.
Yes, it's very nice, very easy there.
Yeah, you like do when everything is okay, you know, it doesn't need to be perfect, you know, and like in the Instagram, everything like became, like everything needs to be, I think it's like 100 times, it didn't be the right
thing. Like, me, look at me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And TikTok is the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. In my opinion.
In the TikTok also there is things the same, but you can can do whatever you want and it still be great. And in the TikTok there's so many haters. This is how it's called.
They
just being there for putting the I hate you, you are terrible, you are disgusting, you are ugly, you are tired.
Yeah. And for the first time it happened, like we posted something on a relationship, you know, and then they started like shooting at us, like,
and we were like,
they are children. And I felt like I was back being like 14, you know, like 14-year-old traumas, you know.
Yes, so we needed to pass through it, and then we ignore this, and then
we just comment on that. We have like hate, like good comment, and you see like, and you take to yourself only the good, you know, and it's also something to practice, something on the,
because there is always, there will be people that don't gonna love what you're doing, and you need to try to keep doing it, even there is people that don't love it right now, because there will be people that love it after. But this is something that's really hard to remember sometimes when you do.
Yeah, but you know, both of them.
So if I come back to the original topic, so on the Instagram we didn't really going through a lot of haters or things. It was okay for us.
I was thinking maybe on the TikTok one, but but I do say that the criticism, you think that there is criticism, but mainly in your head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really criticism, people don't really care. You are basically 1 minute of the day, once a day, if you are really into it, you are living your whole life. And there is this thing that where you think like people are really on you with your eyes, but they are not. They are just getting into Instagram to enjoy for a moment, to see something, to connect to laugh a bit, and like maybe to get inspired in the best case, and then like continue with their days, hopefully with a smile, you know?
Yeah, well, I feel many people are afraid of that. Like they think, you know, they're afraid of showing their true self out there because, yeah, what will people think of me? But I think like you said, it's completely right. Like people don't think about you as much as you think they do.
Yeah,
this is
exactly true. This is something we remind ourselves from time to time.
And you also share quite a lot outside of dance on your stories I saw and on your Instagram. What is actually your main goal with your whole platform on Instagram?
That's a good question. Actually, to tell you the truth, we take a lot of inspiration from many other people we see that we enjoy seeing, and we try to see what we connect to, you know. And when you have the Instagram story, it's about hearing your story, you know. It's like, it's easy to put covers of like they shared my video here, and they shared my video there, and here another video of me, but eventually when people press it, they want to connect for a moment, you know, when you're feeling yourself and your face, it's like human connection, especially in these times. So this is what they want to see, this is what they want to feel, and
this is what we want to see with
and this is what they want to see. So this is exactly what we want to do, you know. And it taught us a lot to do it like this. So this is why we started doing this. You know, we started filming ourselves at the beginning. It would take us even, because we were so afraid, it took us like even 4 times or 10 times to film like good morning, you know, not even when you're alone, just feeling good morning because it wasn't good. But eventually, something that we saw the more we progressed, people love seeing the imperfection. People love seeing that you are like them, you know? So, yeah, and then it's more easy, it becomes easier and easier for you to get it out, you know? It's like...
I think that this is a process that everyone, if you ask what is our goal on the Instagram, I think that we are still don't really know the whole potential that there is in this platform or
for us, yeah.
And for us, yes, but now this is the main communication that we have with the world and with people in the world, the people that dance bachata, that don't dance bachata, that maybe yes, that want to dance, that we can give them something if this is the inspiration and if this is the dance platform that we create now, and we don't know even what it could be in the future. It could be so many other things that we still
that we will discover.
And now we are, I think, building something that we are still
on the journey to discover.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems it feels much more like natural to you. And yeah, like you said, like before, maybe you had to film 10 times Good Morning, and now you can just like film it in one go. But I'm also wondering, I mean, it must take, of course you get better at it, so it takes less of your day. But I can imagine you also want to make time for yourself, where there's like there's no social media, no camera, no checking followers, no thinking about stories.
And you don't always probably want to share everything with the followers, yeah. You know? You want to keep some parts of your life just for you and your family and closest friends.
Yes, I think that, okay, this is a big a subject.
Yeah.
that we also test for a lot of this subject. So, yes, now it's easier, but first of all, not all the day is on the camera. There is a lot of time without it. And there was a question that we ask ourselves, what we suppose I do, also a quote. My hand now, what we suppose to publish and what we can keep to ourselves. But this is not something that supposed to, this is what we decide to do, and we understand now that every day it's something else, that there are some days that we are really want to share things from our relationship, there are some days that we want to keep this to ourselves, and
even periods, you know,
yes,
time.
Even periods of time, and it's different between time to time. Our goal is to be able to share everything. This is what we aim to do, because we believe that everything's supposed to be open, and that if we share the good things, so it's okay to share also the bad things, and if we share the cute things, so it's okay also to share, you know, something that they are a little bit maybe embarrassing or that they people don't speak about. I give you one example of the condoms that Ophir bought to me, and I posted this on the stories, and it was like a discussion, and was a really intimidating
question.
Question: what to put it, not to put it? It's not okay. Oh my god! And but we said that this is something that happened, like every other thing that happened.
Yeah, that we found funny.
What? Yeah, that we found funny. What? This is a X on this. No, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and you try and you do, and you are scared after you post it, but you know, the more you it's like a practice. The more you explore parts that you are new parts, then you discover new qualities you have in yourself, and then you dare to do more, and then yes. It's like your belief in yourself is growing, and then you can do more, and then like it's a wheel that keeps spinning like this. But if you, I think the best thing to say in this matter is like to make sure you're not stacking sticks in your wheel, you know.
What do you mean?
To stop yourself from doing things.
Is it the same as putting stones in your way?
Like yes. Yeah, like putting stones in your way. Okay.
But not exactly, because if you put a stone, you can come over them.
It's harder.
No, but like wheel can accelerate, you know. So if it's a, never mind. I'll work on it for next time. Anyway,
and for us, so there was a time when we post a lot of stories and share a lot, so we needed a day off from the platform to be just ourselves, and it was a weird day because we did a beautiful meal and we didn't have the phone to capture it,
so
it was just for us, and it was also fun and exciting because it was a new experience.
But like I think something that happened, which is really important, we had those, especially in the intense times, it was like stories was like a part of the job, you know, so it was also like a to-do you need to do. But after, yeah, because, and then we had a few talks about it when like,
oh my god, we talk about the Instagram.
Yeah, so much. But eventually, when we... you cut my line of thought. Anyway, I go back to it. Anyway, when we saw it's something that is a burden for us, it's like we stopped and say, wait, it shouldn't be a burden. We shouldn't have a burden in our lives. It's something that we started also in the beginning of the corona, that we find happiness, it's cliche, but it really is like, if we're supposed to be happy all the time, then when we are not happy, something that we are doing is not right the way we do it. So we need to stop and think, what is the way that will make us happy? And the stories was also part of it, you know? And then we were trying to come from a place where we say, do I want to do it, or do I do it because I feel like I need to do it? And then with time, we made it more accurate for us to enjoy sharing what we do, you know. And now, even on Saturdays, it doesn't matter if it's Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday. If it's Saturday and I want to share something cool, then I do it, you know. If it's Wednesday and I don't want to share, then I don't want to share it, you know. But it's a balance that you need to find, because you need to enjoy this craft of doing stories or doing Instagram, because when it's coming natural to you, it's also happening enough, because the fear is that like you are not doing enough, you're not doing enough posts, you're not doing enough stories.
And I think that for feeling comfortable with it, you have to pass the time that you are feeling not comfortable with.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of practicing. Yes, to become comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. And for our relationship, so I feel that this is just, bottom line is just make us feel better, I don't know, all this year. And all the time that we progress, our communication and our relationship become better and better, because we can, there is something really problematic with the camera and with the social media, and something really good with it, because when you can see yourself, you can understand something that you're doing, or when you try to do something that you that in front of other people, and you see it after, you see if you are a little bit more shy than
what's in your head.
What's in your head?
Like filming yourself dancing.
Yes, because in your head you are amazing.
Yeah, wow. Big shot
when,
now.
And when you feel
I
it.
I nailed this good morning.
and when you see it, you feel that you are like, this is look like I'm boring, or this is look like I'm angry on them, or this
no
is look
energy,
like I'm
yeah.
yeah, like I'm tired or no energy or
so,
shy.
So it make you try to explore a lot of places on yourself, and when you explore a lot of places in yourself, you just become more authentic with what you are.
No, you think you do it good. It's also being authentic is also a practice, you know?
Yes, because of course that we are authentic and we are exactly like we are amazing like we are right now, but just when we try another thing that we do something outside weekend.
Outside to other people.
Wow, but this is hard to say. I didn't figure it out I didn't figure it out until the end yet, so I can't say it in words so fluidly. I will come to you one year from now and maybe I say it better.
Yeah, but you said before that like your journey is like different phases, right? What is something that you're struggling with right now? Like, what are you working on, maybe personally, and how does it, like in your journey in social media?
I can say to you what was our
interesting
our last phase that we started right now. We still didn't start it. We want to start it in this week when we finished the launching time. Is to look at everything like a practice, because what we understand, we film a lot of stories, a lot of posts to the Instagram, to the TikTok, and it took time and effort. And what we wanted is that this time become more fun for us to do. If we do now a post, so we want to enjoy doing the post. And this is not feel like a job that we have.
Yeah, like
do.
You are hired to do something and then you leave.
And we take the inspiration for ourselves from our morning that we do the workout and the meditation, that this is something that out from our job. So then we practice and every day we do. And we have the hour.
It.
Yeah, we have the hour of the workout after 15 minutes meditation. And when the time is over, If I can't do now push-up, I don't do push-up today. I don't
try
have
again tomorrow,
to.
Yeah.
I will try tomorrow and after. And maybe in 1 year I can do a push-up. But and maybe sometimes it's frustrating, but I stop after 1 hour and I feel good about having sport.
Yeah.
And on the Instagram it was a little bit different because you can try to do the best and the perfect picture or the perfect video that you can, and you can do it again and again and again and again, and then it took a lot of time, and then you finish this with like you don't want to do it anymore, and tomorrow you need to do it again, and it took a lot of effort. And now it's the time that we understand that we want to look at this like a practice. So we divide all our week to subject and to what we want to.
And what is the practice there?
Yes, and what is the practice that we want to do in this filming? And we put specific time to every assignment. So. So this is our newest phase that we start right now.
So you're structuring it more. Is that how you?
It's not. It's not about the structuring. The structuring come as from this, but it's like the something we saw even in ourselves or on other people that we as people we want always to make progress in something. Like when we make progress, we feel good. When we become in better shapes, when we earn more money, it's like you always feel like you're in a loop of becoming better. If you are standing on the spot, it could be nice for a few days or 1 week or I don't know how much time, but eventually you want to feel like you're doing something with yourself, that you make yourself better in some way. For some people, it could be in computer games, you know, that they become better in the computer game, you know, and they level up, I don't know. But and then when we understood this...
We have a friend.
This was an example from a friend. Anyway, once we realized this inside and we saw how much pleasure we make from things we do for practice, we understood that if we make the rest of the things we do during the day that makes us, that we do for our job, if we make it a practice of improving, then we feel about it different. So it's not about structuring, it's about how you feel about what you do. And if I know that, like...
And to accept that this is a practice.
Yeah, and to accept that, like, if it's not perfect this time, you had this time to do it, and tomorrow you'll do better. And tomorrow you'll go with more drive to it, because yesterday you didn't do as good, so now I want to do it better, but you won't.
And also to understand that there's days that are less good.
Days more good, yeah. Yeah, today I did a push-up. Let's say we don't do a push-up.
Yes.
So this is the phase now we are going through, that we are really trying to implement what we feel. So that's what we're doing now.
Interesting. Because I always felt, I mean, your videos are very genuine, and you put a lot of feeling into it. Or maybe I'm not understanding this properly.
No, you are.
What your new phase is. Because I think you're already doing it.
I think that we put the feeling into the posting and into everything that we do. We put a lot of feeling. I think that this is what makes a lot of things exhausting after a while, when you do something with all your heart. Mm-hmm. Also, when we dance, this is what you can see. You know, I think this is what I can understand now from our dancing, that it looks very effortless, and also in our shows it looks very effortless, but we put when we practice on something, we put all the effort in this universe, we put in every moment. And but I think that the effortless become from a place of trying to first control in yourself, and second to trying to give the best experience to the other person. And when you try to, when you control yourself and you try to give the best to the other person, the best experience, so it becomes really
effortless
to look and to look at. And the more we continue with our journey, it became more effortless to the people and more effortless for us.
So by the other person, you mean the viewers, the one that are...
Yes, if it's the viewers in the shows and if it's the viewers on the Instagram, because I believe when you see something that it's really stressful, you don't enjoy see it.
Yeah, I think that like the something that happens with the, that we feel now when we see also us when we scroll through Instagram, the one thing that we are all sensitive to it, but we don't notice we are sensitive to it, that like if something you see is genuine, you know, you put less focus on how it looks, you know. And if you see like someone dancing with like moves and clean and beautiful, but you feel something is not connected to the moment himself, then you are as well not connected to the moment same as he is, you know. But you can see like many dancers that are really famous right now, they don't have the best technique, they don't have the best moves, they even do really less than others, but something inside them is genuine in the moment, and as a person you are feeling it, because you have it inside you as well, you know. So they are transmitting the feeling so strongly that it passes through the screen, you know. And when we do our videos, then we try as much as we can to to feel what we want the people that watches the video will feel as well, you know. And we can never know what someone feels when you see what we do, yes, but this is like us making ourselves more accurate about what we want to transmit. And if we want to transmit to you now that we are in the moment, we try to get in the moment as much as we can, you know, to transmit this to you. And if we want to be like, we're doing something that is goofy and something that is like supposed to be like, you know, the most free as we can as people and authentic, that this is the hat that we are putting on right now. And this is how this feeling is becoming effortless.
Yeah, I think very well explained. It must take a lot of practice and to be able to transmit that through a screen at the end of the day. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it took, because it's different. It's different between real life and the camera. But I think that in the end of the way, it's the same. But in the beginning, it's really, really different.
Yeah, it's something like, you know, I have this like analogy. This is a good analogy in Hebrew.
Okay,
I don't know how it would be in English. But I think it'll be simple. Like, the thing is, like, when you do a computer game, right, or anything, it doesn't matter. At the beginning, the stages are easy, and the more you progress, it becomes harder and harder because you have more experience, mm-hmm. right? But in life, the funny thing that it's opposite. The beginning is the hardest stage at all, and the more you continue, it becomes easier and easier, you know? It's exactly the opposite from computer games, you know? It passed good?
For me, yes, because I hear this in English, in Hebrew, and I understand, and I think that it was understanding also in Hebrew. In
so
English.
You give me a good grade for this analogy.
I give you a good grade.
Okay,
let's see what you think.
I understand it completely.
You understand it?
Yeah, it's very clear.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. No,
so, I agree, actually, quite. Like, I can see it, how you mean, that we start in life backwards, that in the harder levels.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally. It's like if someone started to work out now, to keep on his nutrition, to start dancing, to work on himself.
Start is like, always the hardest.
The less experience you have, it's harder, you know? The less experience you have in business, it's harder for you to run a business smoothly. The less experience you have in, like, investing, reading Spanish, then it's harder to do it, but the more experience you have, it becomes easier. So it's something that, like, when we look at it now, it's like, oh, next time it will be easier. Next time for sure it will be easier. So it's like something to give you like a boost, you know.
I like that one.
Thank you. Okay. So I'll keep it to my regular arsenal. Thank you for the feedback.
Well done.
thank you. So this is basically it. Anyway, we I think that if now someone, oh my God, when I think about myself 1 year ago, oh, so exhausting to be myself, you know. so exhausting.
Like you mean in front of the camera and broadcasting it to the whole world?
In my life,
it doesn't feel exhausting anymore.
No, this doesn't feel exhausting anymore. When I think about myself a year ago, being myself a year ago, it always feels harder than today, and that means you're in a better place right now. This is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's better for me today than it was a year ago, then you can give yourself a thumbs up.
And where do you guys see yourself in a year later? So next year.
It's a little bit difficult to define the times, because everything, first of all, everything really change really quick.
Mommy, don't say what really you want.
I have the thing that I want.
You're building for it.
I don't know when it's going to happen. For me, it could happen yesterday, but it's still not here. So I can't say that this is going to happen next year. I hope so. We really want to continue with the social media, of course. We want to be to impact a lot of people. We have a a number goal, but this is a...
It's really far from our number
right now.
Yes,
it's really far from our number, because this is how I do my things. I put a really, really big goal. I put 500,000 followers. And this is what, this is my number. And I want us to, I really want that everyone that dance bachata gonna be in, be bachata in our platform. I want that, that this platform go with everyone that dance, you know, being just with him, like if you
like
want
to. Like a tool.
Yeah, like a
like
tool.
Like a Spotify for bachata.
It's not instead of going to the club, it's not instead of going to I don't know, to dance or to private lessons even, but it's something to practice with if you need a
complimentary tool. You're
going...
To just to help you whatever you whatever you need, and to grow all the platform and to really be an inspiration to people and to feel and to be bigger person. This is what I really want to. I know that I appreciate now the time that I experience more than one year before. So I know that next year I gonna feel much better than now, and I will appreciate every moment even more. And I love what I do more than what I love now. Because this is also something that I really
because we're practicing it.
Yes, and this is one of my goals, to really be happy and to enjoy what I do, to enjoy from every moment in this life, to love myself more, to love the other people more, to be more, to share more, to be able to share more, to know that everything in life is accessible, and that everything that everyone can be successful, that there is no competition, that everyone, there is abundance in this world. This is what we really aim.
And now it seems you're making bachata more accessible to people.
Yeah, totally.
this is our way now, and yes, this is something that we practice, because this is also a practice to feel the abundance in this world. Yeah. Because when we felt a lot of time the competition, we start from but in bachata we start from a place of competitions.
Yeah.
And it took us a lot of time to release this from ourselves, because it's something that really sits on our heart, that the fact that you need to compete about your place.
Yeah, and like you feel that if someone's having something, you don't get it, you know? It's a state of mind that we used to hold for a lot of time.
Yes,
and
there is just one first place, just...
Yeah, and I think something that we started like one year ago, or more even 2 years ago, and then she's even teaching me this, is this feeling of abundance, you know? It's like that our mind is defining our reality, you know, and the more you insert good into yourself, the more it will give you, you know. It's like she told me this analogy. It's like you have like this pool inside your mind, okay, like a small pond, you know, and Every word I say is like one drop that goes into this pond. Now it could be a good drop, you know, or a bad drop. And eventually, the balance between the good drops and the bad drops will determine how your life will be and feel, you know. So even if you're with yourself, we saw it and realize it now, that the more we insert good words into this pond, it later transmits to our life, even if it has no relation to what's happening. Like we found ourselves sometimes when we are stressed, we find ourselves, they told me once that there was like one day that I was so stressed about something, and I couldn't like find a good place in me, you know, that I believe in. I believe that if I now feel good, it will make all the problems go away, but you don't find the strength in yourself to make this feeling rise. Then she told me, just say good words with no relations, like just say happiness, love, good, like many good words, and it's like drops in your pond, you know, and it will change the balance. And this pond also grows the more you grow, because you enter more things in here. And your goal is to make this pond as good as possible, and then your life will be as good as you can imagine then, and achieve everything you want.
So this is what we believe this year.
Yeah.
We started this pond. 1.5 years.
Yeah, 1.5 years ago, when we did really, it's something that's still changing our life, and we are practicing it all the time.
And I think it's something really lovely that you guys acknowledge and accept and work with. And if you look at what you've achieved in the past year, what you want to achieve in the next year, it's not impossible. So.
Yeah. We really hope.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. We'll go for it. Totally. With this state of mind, yes.
And build a beautiful
keep
pond.
Those analogies, yeah, coming.
Beautiful, huge. Yeah, a lake. It'll be the lake.
A lake, and maybe one day an ocean.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that and sharing, everything in the past hour. Really, really appreciate that. I don't know how time flew by so fast, but we're 1 hour.
It's the analogies. I'm loving them.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Cool. Okay. Lucy, anything from your side you want to still add or ask or?
No, nothing specific right now.
I have. What is our preferred post that we create until now? So
you ask them.
No, I ask ourselves.
You ask you.
I ask ourselves. Like
you are doing their job.
I think
you don't need to do their job.
What they can ask us.
What is your,
you
right,
give them
right,
ideas for a question?
Let's ask this.
I want to know. I want to know what is the craziest idea you had that filmed?
Even better.
Oh
yeah.
That's a good question. Oh my God.
It will never film. I think
they're crazy enough to film all the crazy ideas.
Yeah, we have like a notes that in the phone that we write ideas, you know? And then we like collect them, and then like you would look weird from them and say, no, that's stupid, and you erase this. And some of the things we do, but the things that we didn't do, what did we do? I think we try to follow everything we do, right?
Yes, I think that if something is crazy, so this is the first thing that we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Like this is not something that you don't do.
Totally.
The craziest
that we are so proud of is the imitations, I think.
Yes, the imitation.
Yeah, that was amazing, yes, though.
This idea was in our mind
for a year, mommy.
No, a year.
Yes, mommy. It was like from the beginning. Mommy, from the beginning of the corona, we had this idea. We wrote it.
We had this idea for a long time. I don't know exactly how, no matter, but it was with us for a long time until we had the time and the energy.
The courage, mommy, also. It was a little bit, you know, scary in some ways to do it, you know?
No. I think it was really a project. It was a project. It took us the full day to create.
You're used to say full year.
full day to create. So that was something, you know, that we did. In a half hour, so it was a lot of, you know, to imitate the artist to put the clothes to
and did
to think of the
did any of the so, couples react to it?
Yeah, all of them loved it. We sent it to them before because we wanted to respect them and to not say, you know, like
to know it's okay and we're gonna post it just so you know.
Yes, because it was something from good say, oh, I know what we didn't post.
What?
Verona di Alba.
No, but this is for a reason. Oh my God, this is a little bit embarrassing.
It was
for a reason.
There was...
I think I'm still embarrassed to say it right now.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
Okay. So I'll tell it, okay?
No, why are you? Okay,
you?
Tell you.
Okay. Anyway, so there was supposed to be one more artist inside this video, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was supposed to be one more artist inside this video, but it was supposed to be the punch of this video, oh. You know? It was supposed to be the last one, but we admit that here in Israel, we have less awareness to all the racism issue that goes now in the US, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
At the time, I didn't know that it's wrong to paint your face black.
Yeah,
so
what did we do is that we took all the artists that we love the most, okay?
Yeah.
So it was from a appreciation,
yeah,
the couples, okay? This is what we do, what we did. And one of the couples that we really appreciated is Mona di Alba. They are amazing couple.
They are.
And we wanted to imitate them also. And by the way, I decided some day in the Quran that I want to
paint blonde.
Paint blonde to
my, your hair.
Yes, to change my hair to blonde. And
we waited especially to film
all the other things before the blonde. And after we wait for this to the blonde, because I said, okay, I want to paint to blonde. So
this is a good opportunity. So we wait especially. She painted her hair, and then we filmed it. But then I was on the story, you know, Free is filming me, and I'm like wiping the makeup off my face. And then my friend sent me like this text: "What are you doing? Erase this! No, you don't want." And I'm like, "What? What's wrong?" I wasn't aware, you know, and then he told me about it, and then we discovered a little bit, and then like took us a little time to grasp it, because like, you know, we really want to
give them the respect
they deserve.
But this is not the respect.
Yeah, so it's like this was like
maybe can offended to him, to someone else.
Yeah, and like this is the inner. It's the inner discussion, like I'm doing something from a place of good, and now someone is being denied of getting the respect that we believe he deserves, you know?
Mm.
But on the other hand, this is something apparently to be really offensive to other people, or even to him, I don't know. And then it was like, so what we will do? And then
so
eventually
we decided
to cut this off, because because we understood that like the reason for this post is to make people smile, to interest them, and if this thing enters, it could it could take the road of this post to a mm-hmm. place that we don't wish it to go to, you know.
Yeah.
So we decided to cut it, and then like
So this is the craziest idea that we didn't have.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Craziest thing in
makes sense,
in many ways. Yeah.
All right.
We find it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing it anyway. That's
You're welcome.
Everything from a good place.
Yeah.
So we are okay with it.
Yeah.
Here's, for example, something that you're embarrassed to tell something, and now you need to get over it, you know, and expose it, and you know that after this you'll be fine. This example, this is like growing in the social media. It's the same.
Okay, well, awesome. Thanks
for
joining us, for sharing.
It was our pleasure.
We at the end of every episode we do like the social media thing, like what is your Instagram, what is your website. So you have 15 seconds to answer that now.
Ah, okay, cool. Okay, so
no, that's a joke. Take your time.
Ah, shit! I was serious.
No,
I was ready to shoot.
You say take your chance. Now more easily.
Okay. So to say these things, it was
yes, it. But you
okay.
don't have just 15 seconds.
Okay. So you don't have. Okay. So
Instagram is.
Oh, fear. Okay, think I say it, they won't understand it like this.
Three.
Okay, so it's Ophir and Ophrée, lower, how do you say this thing?
Underscore, right?
Lower.
I think it's an underscore. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
Right?
That's... So I'll go for it.
Ophir and Ophrée official.
Yeah, it's Ophir, Ophir and Ophrée official. You have our Instagram, also on Facebook, and our website is bebachata.com. It's like to be, the B-E-P, bachata.com. And everybody at once is welcome to get in and start dancing. There's a part there for free for anyone that wants to experience. We would love to see you there.
We'd love to see you in our Instagram, in our stories.
Yes. You can communicate with us. We answer every comment that people send us. We want to hear you. You want to hear what you have to say. That's it.
Perfect.
Cool. I will go to Bebachata.
He's going to go. Awesome. He's going to go check out the game.
Cool.
And tell us later awesome. What you think.
Definitely.
Will do.
So thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It was our pleasure.
Our pleasure also.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It was so much fun for us. We always love talking, but this one was like really fun. We had a lot of fun. Thank you. Really.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage, the Bachata podcast, where you get to know artists, DJs, and organizers from the Bachata scene on a whole new level. My name is Lucy.